This week's cultural highlights in the Berkshires include one of the most dynamic singer-songwriters of all time, an up-and-coming EDM duo, a monumental sculptural installation, and a concert of Renaissance choral music. I'll never forget the first time I laid eyes on Anita Franco. I'd heard her on a poorly recorded cassette tape, and I'd somewhat written her off as an angry punk folk singer-songwriter. Then I was at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival in Hillsdale, New York, one year, and DeFranco took the stage in an afternoon slot performing with a drummer. I couldn't take my eyes or my ears off of her the entire time. In one fell swoop, any preconceptions I had about her were wiped away. She was a dynamic entertainer who balanced the intensity and righteousness of her songs with a laid-back, almost self-effacing, humorous persona. She was also a spectacular guitarist, with a style utterly and totally her own. I remember one of my fellow critics there said he hadn't seen anyone play guitar like that since Pete Townsend. In any case, DeFranco won me over that day, and I've seen her many times since at all kinds of festivals and venues, including a stunning performance at the Newport Folk Festival just a few years after that, but also at the Palace Theater in Albany with a full band where she closed her concert with a funky version of Rick James's Super Freak. In my nearly 40 years of concert going, a few artists stand head and shoulders above all others in terms of balancing intelligence, spirit, soul, and entertainment. I'm thinking of people like Bruce Springsteen and David Byrne. I put Anita Franco right up there with those two. It will be an incredible treat for those in attendance on Saturday night to see her in the intimate confines of the Mahewi in Great Barrington, where she will be performing with her trio. A monumental and monumentally suggestive bubblegum pink outdoor sculptural ensemble by Franz West called Les Pommes d'Adam, loosely translated as Adam's Apples, goes on display at MassMoCA on Saturday. The phallic installation marks the work's first presentation in the United States and its second ever showing. Also in North Adams this weekend is the second annual Rock the Block Street Festival, a block party on Sunday that will include performances by MCLA student clubs and local bands. There'll be flash mobs, carnival activities, Zumba, poetry lessons, musical chairs, local restaurants, community organizations, and much more. Headlining the entire festival, which runs from 2 to 8 p.m. on Sunday, is Barely Alive, an up-and-coming Berkshire-bred dubstep duo whose music has already been likened to that of Skrillex and Daft Punk, and which is already catching on globally, having been showcased in an online festival in Brazil and attracting attention all over Great Britain. On the heels of the release of their internationally acclaimed EP, Lost in the Internet, Barely Alive is expected to take the stage at Rock the Block at 6 p.m. on Sunday, really marking the first major live performance by a significant EDM act anywhere in the Berkshires. For those who don't know, EDM stands for Electronic Dance Music, and it's the biggest thing today in popular music. This is a great opportunity for local audiences to get a taste of the sound that is sweeping the nation and the world, performed by a band born and bred in the Berkshires itself. The Cantilena Chamber Choir, in concert with Cambridge Consentus, will present the rarely heard Missa Christi Resurgentis by Heinrich Bieber at Trinity Church in Lenox on Sunday at 3 p.m. Also on the program is The Glory of Venice, music for multiple choirs and instrumental groups by Giovanni Gabrielli, and music by Gesaldo. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.